Get.
You own it, but I'm more involved.
Yeah, yeah, but not.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. You gotta try.
That's right.
All right, well, welcome everyone to the workshop. I'm gonna turn it over to Tom to introduce our guest speakers.
Welcome, everybody, and I'm going to introduce Roberto Lombardo, who will kick off the workshop on WDSC.
Okay, good afternoon. So this afternoon, I'd like to start off with talking about WDSC TV and get you acquainted or perhaps reacquainted with the TV station. WDSC is really a great resource for the college and the community, and I hope that when we're done, you really have a good understanding, or at least a deeper understanding of WDSC and what it does for the college and the community. I want to start off by letting you know that Larry Lowe, about 4 months ago, retired, who is the station manager. Subsequently, we advertised the position and were very successful in hiring our new station manager, Robert Herklotz, who happens to be right next to me. He goes by Rob. So Rob comes from Kingsboro Community College in warm and sunny Brooklyn. Sorry, we have a little bit of inside jokes about warm and sun up in New York.
Brooklyn.
So with 20 plus years at the college, he was the radio manager, chief engineer, and faculty advisor to WKRB radio station, as well as the director of technical operations at KCC Television Production Studio, and adjunct lecturer for the courses of mass media, television studio operations, and radio studio operations, and holds a master's in television and radio management and programming. Busy. He's been busy. So Rob is not a stranger to Daytona Beach. You know, as we were talking back and forth, I said, you know, it's kind of hot down here. Are you sure you're ready for something like this? And, you know, especially, you know, July, August. And he says, don't worry, I've come down there several times for the NASCAR races with the family. I know what it's about. I will take that over the snow any day. So it's great to have Rob in our team, and he's already made an impact in his first 3 months here. So he's been here just about 3 months. He's got some fresh perspectives, which is really good, and I'm looking forward to see where he takes the TV station from here. So what I'm going to do, he's got a lot to show you, and I'm going to stop talking, and I'm going to pass it on to Rob Herklotz.
Thank you for the introduction, and thank you for this opportunity to reintroduce you and introduce some of you to WDSC-TV. Just to jump in, I wanted to start with a little bit of the history of the TV station. Sorry, a little higher. I should know this. I'm a radio guy, right? So WDSC-TV 15 is a non-commercial, educational, independent public television station licensed to Daytona State College. It was created in conjunction with Daytona Beach Community College, Bethune-Cookman College, Stetson University, the Atlantic Center for the Arts, and Embry-Riddle to serve Volusia Flagler counties, which were at the time being underserved by WMFE, out of Orlando. We were licensed as WCEU for the Coastal Educational Broadcasters Consortium, and Channel 15 was assigned and began broadcasting 3 days a week for 3 hours a day in February 1998. Our coverage rapidly expanded as cable TV expanded into Seminole County and Orlando, and the FCC must-carry rules required cable companies to actually carry local over-the-air television stations on their cable systems. So that gave us the ability to cover most of Central Florida, including Orlando at the time. In 2008, after Daytona Beach Community College rebranded as Daytona State College, the station applied to have their call sign changed to WDSC, which at the time belonged to a radio station in Dillon, South Carolina. I also found out that radio station actually still exists and still uses the calls WDSC, which is why when we list our TV station call letters, it's always hyphen TV, because WDSC AM still exists in Dillon, South Carolina. They are actually a Fox Sports 800 in Dillon. Since then, WDSC has really developed its own programming identity and converted to an all-digital over-the-air broadcast station, carried on multiple cable systems throughout Central Florida. Today, we are on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in what's now the 17th largest designated market area in the United States. And I say that because we were the 18th largest designated market area until recently, because people like myself are bringing our entire families down from up north, and we boosted the population down here. So you're welcome. The DMA includes Orlando, Melbourne, and Daytona Beach, and now consists of 1.7 million TV households. So it's a pretty decent size coverage area. We broadcast on three high-definition broadcast channels. Our main channel is 15.1. Our first sub-channel, because we're now digital, carries the Florida channel, or the Florida Legislative channel. And 15.3 carries a 24/7 feed of Deutsche Welle TV that comes out of Germany. It's an all-news and public affairs station. As you can see, our coverage map covers a pretty wide swath of Central Florida, as far north as Palm Coast and Flagler Beach, as far south as Vero Beach, and we go right up to the fringes of Tampa and St. Petersburg, which is in a different designated market area, so we don't reach into that area too much. They have their own public TV stations. Our programming on WDSC 15.1 really provides a very diverse schedule of national, regional, and local programs to 9 counties in Central Florida. These programs offer our viewers alternatives to what's available on other local, commercial, and public stations. And our weekday schedule is day-parted or segmented to carry our viewers throughout the broadcast day with a variety of programs that are informative, educating, entertaining, and interactive. And here's a sample of some of our programs throughout the weekdays.
Explore and learn about other cultures with travel and adventure programs, The Travel Detective, The RVers, Seeing America, and Rick Steves Europe. Early evenings feature news and information programs including DW News, NHK Newsline, Growing Boulder, IQ Smart Parents, and Plan Stronger TV with David Holland, which is produced in the WDSC studio and airs nationally on 85 stations.
Start with you, Akiva. How do students, I'm speaking to those millennials,
As you can see, our primetime schedule is chock full of British programming, which is incredibly popular in the market. We actually do get a lot of feedback from viewers that enjoy these programs, but it's the local programming and documentaries that really make WDSC unique in the field of public television in Central Florida. Many of the programs that we are actually produced in the WDSC studio by staff and students in conjunction with local producers on topics that achieve our mission to educate, enrich, and entertain. Some of these shows go on to be distributed to other public television stations nationally, gaining WDSC and Daytona State College nationwide exposure. One of those programs was Planned Stronger that was mentioned in the previous segment. The great thing about that is that at the credit roll, at the end of every single program, our WDSC 15 logo is prominently displayed, and that's being seen in over 85 markets right now. Here's a sample of some of our local programs.
Resources Department and college faculty to create long-form documentaries, including The Barefoot Farmer.
You know, a lot of people ask us, don't you have a machine that harvests all that? And I say, no.
Warrior.
So I first thought about joining the military probably in 2010.
Deployment is the culmination of everything you train to do in the military. When you're deployed or deployed, in a war zone, it's a whole different ballgame.
And Wings of Victory, keeping our warbirds flying.
American Aero's mission and business is restoration of World War II vintage aircraft, warbirds. It's a way of passing on the history. It's a way of passing on the stories.
I'm not going to step a lot of time.
It's critical that these aircraft remain relevant to our history. World War II was the passing of our veterans, a lot of that history will be lost. Now more than ever, it's important to share these aircraft with the public to tell the story of the sacrifices made during World War II.
Just so you know, Wings of Victory is also featured on WDSC's YouTube channel, and this program in particular has the most views and the most likes of anything else that we have up there right now. Several of the other projects that we work on are grant-funded projects. We work closely with Daytona State College to help bolster grant applications through our ability to provide media creation and broadcast distribution in the nation's 17th largest market. Recent grants have focused on fostering the entrepreneurial mindset in the classroom, domestic violence prevention, human trafficking prevention, and raising awareness to issues that affect our entire community. Currently, the station is involved with a grant for suicide prevention with Project Speak and producing a series of public service announcements and working with Randy Dye and his son, Arcade Menard Series driver Daniel, on the Race to Stop Suicide program. And I have a sample of that program as well. WDSC-TV also works collaboratively with instructional resources, creative services, and student service departments to provide video production, streaming, and broadcast services for various college events, including music performances such as Our Gift to the Community, the Christmas concert, and the awards convocation and commencement ceremonies. I have a sample of some of those as well. So that project was particularly difficult. This was the Christmas concert that we shot during December 2020 during COVID. And everything had to be recorded separately and then pieced together and then overlaid behind green screens. And that was a great production. But one of the things that really separates us from other academic institutions is the broadcast television production degree that's offered here at Daytona State College. Daytona State College offers an AS degree in broadcast television production through the School of Photography and Media Studies. And part of that program includes a television studio production certificate and a broadcast TV production certificate. WDSC serves an integral role as a studio lab for these broadcast television production courses by providing the hands-on instruction in a state-of-the-art on-air facility. Daytona State is one of only a few colleges in the nation that actually allows students to work on live television broadcasts. The class projects for the program are live broadcasts featuring content that is created by the students while their classmates perform every function, both behind and in front of the camera. And students get to experience every aspect of live television production, from developing the idea, writing the script, producing, directing, audio engineering, technical directing, camera operations, graphics, master control, and field production. Here's a sample of some of our students. Now, generally, these courses will work throughout the entire semester producing live television programs each week. But for the past 2 years, we've been working in a pre-recorded fashion, setting up segments and then piecing them together into a full program. But thankfully, this past spring, we were able to go back into live production with the classes. So this semester, students led by Professor Anita Bevins produced the Falcon Athletics Network, or Fan Show, which features discussions with Daytona State College coaches and athletes. And Professor Jim Helmer's classes produce the Echo Show, which focuses on the preservation of the Florida marine environment. I have a couple of brief clips of those two shows. Sports is another area where WDSC really excels. Students in the TV production program also gain experience broadcasting live sports, as WDSC TV covers 14 home games of men and women's sports. That includes soccer, softball, basketball, baseball, and volleyball. And I have a brief segment featuring some of our sports broadcasts. I will say that the sports broadcast on our station is one of the things that impressed me the most. My first day on this campus was April 4th, and Daytona State College faced Lake Sumter, men's baseball. And from 8 o'clock in the morning when I first set foot in that station, the entire team was scrambling, getting everything set up, delivering scaffolding to the baseball stadium, setting up the cameras. And in my previous job, I spent 17 years broadcasting Brooklyn Cyclones games for WKRB. And the Brooklyn Cyclones is a Class A affiliate of the New York Mets.
Hey.
So very often, when the Mets weren't playing, SNY would be at MCU Park to broadcast the Cyclones games. So I worked very closely with their crew, sometimes just staying out of their way. But I couldn't believe the parallels between WDSC-TV, a college public television station, and Sportsnet New York. The production quality was nearly identical. The level of professionalism that I saw with the staff was right on par. So it really impressed me. The students that are involved in the setup, execution, and breakdown of these productions also shadow contract crew and operate a lot of these positions. Most of the contract crew that we hire to broadcast these games are former students of the broadcast television production program. So it's a built-in mentorship program that we have with these broadcasts. Students also have the opportunity to work one-on-one with some of the professionals that we hire to work with our stations, such as the directors and play-by-play announcers. In fact, the director for that game against Lake Sumter was from ESPN Disney. And while everybody was getting set up, he spent a lot of time talking to students about some of the things that he does at ESPN and how that relates to what they're doing here. These athletics productions also benefit the athletics programs themselves because they aid in recruitment and provide exposure to the athletes in a professional sports production. And that is definitely something that most colleges in this area cannot do. The hands-on work that students do in these classes and sports productions also immediately build their resume and their online e-portfolios, as many of their first live broadcast jobs take place right here at WDSC-TV, giving them a competitive edge over other colleges. Graduates have been hired in the field as TV studio and field producers, directors, camera operators, audio engineers, graphics creators and operators, videographers, editors, event staging, lighting, technical directors, and master control operators. And they've been hired by some of the most recognizable companies in the industry, many of them with network affiliates, which gives them growth potential to move into other markets. And that's one of the things that I really liked about this market as well. Coming from New York, which is market number one in the broadcast industry, and working at a community college that also awarded broadcasting degrees, it was incredibly difficult for our students to get internship opportunities, and you can almost forget about a full-time job because market number one is that competitive. Coming out of school, you're competing with people that have decades of experience trying to work in the New York market. Being in market 17, there are far more opportunities for our students to get their first job in the professional on-air broadcast world. WDSC-TV also generates revenue to help support some of our programming and activities. We've received funding from the following organizations in the form of underwriting. So we've worked with Halifax Health, Bob Ross Incorporated, the Hunter Foundation, Culligan Water, Junior League of Daytona Beach, and Project Speak with the Race to Prevent Suicide, and Volusia County, who also pays us to air Volusia Magazine and Volusia Today on a weekly basis. Viewer support has totaled over $256,000 from 2019 to 2022, and that's in the form of over 2,860 individual gifts. Some of these gifts are small denominations that come in through our website, $10, $25, $50, and then sometimes we receive unsolicited checks for $10,000 to support our programming. So we definitely resonate with the community. We also have several paid productions. Plan Stronger with David Holland is going into its sixth season. We have a new program called Power Up with Thunder. It's going to be hosted by a woman named Athena Lewis. In fact, I think it's one of the agreements on the agenda for later today. She is going to shoot an exercise program. She's scheduled for 13 episodes that we're going to be shooting over the course of 2 days, sometime in early fall. I don't think we have it on the schedule just yet. I'd really like to see how she gets through the first 7 episodes in one day with an exercise program. But one of the things that I'm most excited about is a pilot and 4-episode package for The Best of the Joy of Painting with Bob Ross, featuring guest painter Nick Hankins. Nick Hankins hosts a Painting in the Style of Bob Ross program on YouTube. It's an online program, but the Bob Ross Incorporated would like to start selling that to public television stations, and they've chosen WDSC as the studio where they want to shoot the first few episodes. I'm hoping that develops into something greater, but again, Bob Ross is probably one of the most well-known public television programs out there, and our logo is going to be in the credits on every episode that they shoot. By the way, Bob Ross Incorporated, where they support us, they actually pay us to air The Best of the Joy of Painting with Bob Ross, where so much of the other outside programming we pay to air. They actually pay us. So some of our plans for the future. One of the things that I'd like to do is try to increase extracurricular student participation and mentorship opportunities in the operations and productions that take place in WDSC. One of the ways I'd like to try to do this is by exploring the possibility of a student club for broadcast TV production students. And this would give us the opportunity to schedule weekly meetings where we can take students through some of the areas in the TV station that they don't get as much experience in the classroom. So, for example, scheduling. We can also work with them on some new productions so that we can create some more local programming to better serve the community in areas such as our environment and agriculture, community events, public affairs, and health and well-being. And having these students working with us will allow us to step back a little bit. Instead of having WDSC-TV staff do all the production work, we can work with student groups to go out into the field and shoot some of these segments and have them edit while we mentor them. So it'll give them a lot more experience outside of the classroom and the opportunity to build their resumes and their e-portfolios. We'd also like to further develop partnerships with Daytona State College academic programs that can work collaboratively on productions at WDSC. In the past, we've worked with the cosmetology program where they come in and their students are paid to do hair and makeup for some of the programs that are shot there. We'd also like to start working with digital and interactive media. This would be a great partnership because students that are learning graphic design can work on graphics that we could then incorporate into some of our productions. The audio recording and music production will also give some of their students the opportunity to engineer audio in our live productions and possibly even feature some of the recordings that they record in their program as class projects. We'd also like to use some theater students and student government members to work in front of the camera and hosting programs, doing interviews, things like that. The great thing about this is that it also opens up alternative career paths in their majors that they may not have been considering when they first signed up for these programs, but these can definitely lead to careers in television, radio, and other types of media. One of the other things that I'd like to do on the academic side is to try to establish some professional association memberships to enhance our connections with other institutions. One of them is the Broadcast Education Association, and I had experience with that at Kingsborough Community College. BEA is a great organization because they have several conferences throughout the year. Some of them are virtual, some of them are in person. They publish several scholarly journals, and they give faculty and students the opportunity to network with each other and exchange ideas. They have a very large conference once a year in the spring in Las Vegas, Nevada, that coincides with the National Association of Broadcasters Convention and Exhibition. And the great thing about this is that you can go back and forth between the BEA conference, attending panel discussions, possibly presenting and going up for awards for some of our productions. And then students and staff can also go to the NAB convention and network with industry professionals and actually experience emerging cutting-edge broadcast technology. The BEA conference is actually held at the hotel that is adjacent to the Las Vegas Convention Center. It could take you easily 2 days to get through the convention center and see everything that they have on display. It's really an amazing convention. SMPTE is the Society of Motion Picture and Television Engineers, and this is also another organization of professionals that has institutional membership opportunities for academic institutions. And the great thing about this is that it could give our students and faculty exposure to cutting-edge technology that is being developed by these motion picture and television engineers. They offer a slew of online lectures. They have several meetings that you can attend virtually, and very often they offer opportunities for guest speakers to come and speak to classes. At Kingsborough, we had several of them speak to our students, especially in the cinematography field. One of the other things that we do is we continually upgrade our equipment to maintain cutting-edge production quality. One of the things that we did recently was we replaced our incandescent studio lights with LED studio lights, and we currently have a lighting console on order, being held up with supply chain issues. But the great thing about the lighting replacement is that the LED studio lights use a fraction of the electricity that the incandescents were using. An average incandescent studio light runs at about 1,000 watts, and these LEDs are somewhere around 100. And they burn very cool. So not only are we using less electricity, but we can even back down on the air conditioning that we were required to use in the studio, because having incandescent lights used to raise the temperature in the studio significantly. We recently purchased a new portable video switcher for when we're doing live events and streaming. This will provide better quality and better connectivity for these live streaming events. It has multiple outputs so we can do a live stream and also simultaneously record. We also purchased a portable recorder and scroll control that pairs with this system. So not only is it capable of recording the live stream as it's connected to the switcher, but it also functions as a teleprompter scroll control. So if we're out in the field and we need to set up a teleprompter for somebody to do an intro or something like that, it's a much faster, cleaner setup with a small controller that we can use to roll the script over a screen. The next thing that we'd like to do is to establish a centralized file-based workflow solution for our master control system. This would be something that would give us access to a shared cloud storage space where we would be able to obtain a lot of our syndicated programming. It would also centralize and outsource our network storage and automation with a secured network operating center outside of Daytona State College. They provide real-time quality control and disaster recovery for our on-air programming right up to the transmitter. So we'd never have these issues that we've had in the past where things freeze on the screen or get locked up or a corrupt file. They take care of all of that stuff. This is something that many commercial stations have been doing for years, especially network affiliates, because they're sharing programs between stations in multiple markets. And it's something that's really starting to emerge more commonly in public television. So this is something that we'd like to become a part of as well. That wraps it up. If there are any questions.
I would like to make a comment. My association is involved in about 56 schools in Volusia County, and it's 67. And going through your program, which is fantastic, Spruce Creek High School has a major TV program. Recently, I was at Campbell Middle School, and they had a TV studio that was in kind of disrepair. I think, and you probably already do this, I don't know, that's our next farm system, the kids in Volusia County and Flagler school system. And I don't know how many other schools, I can't recall, have TV and that type of program. So later, I won't take up the time of the committee now. I'll sit with you and we'll chat, because they all reached out to me at one time or another, and I don't know how to handle that. But we have a farm system here, and we could bring these students to her lovely building and our college. So we'll talk later.
Absolutely. Just out of curiosity, I saw that when you first started ages ago, it mentioned like Bethune, Cookman, Stetson. Are they still involved, or is it that's long gone?
No, we're completely totally independent, solely licensed to Daytona State.
I noticed I haven't offered to make a, you know, a show of the board meeting yet. I was thinking that was going to be like the grand finale, but
riveting.
Yeah, everybody would tune in.
Thank you. I think it's just a great asset, and I can tell you from my early years at the college, one of the things that we've done, you know, particularly when I became president, was I thought it was underutilized in terms of leveraging the college. You almost didn't know that the TV station belonged to the college. So now, as you can see, we've incorporated more and more types of things so that there is that connectivity. And you know, with adding an AS degree in academic in the broadcasting program, which we didn't have before, and you know, and doing some of those additional shows, so I think it certainly is. You know, being here for 21 years, you know, people didn't realize it was our station until I think more recently, when you now have a flavor that Daytona State's part of that production. So.
No, good work, and I like the idea of using it for recruiting. I mean, you already are, as you said, in many ways. So other ways that we can use it to recruit students, all the better. So great.
Yeah, thank you. We were pre-pandemic. We actually were visiting high schools. But I think, to your point, Bob, I think we're getting to the point where we can probably start looking at that option again.
I can, in a stroke, send you, we'll talk, information about which schools are. We know the culinary schools very well.
Yep, good idea. Thank you.
Thank you.
That concludes the workshop.
We recap.